USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All remaining U.S. personnel have been pulled from the embassy in Caracas, Venezuela, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Like the January 24th decision to withdraw all dependents that reduced the embassy staff to a minimum, this decision reflects the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. On Monday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo described the situation.
Over the past few days, Venezuelans have been thrown literally into darkness thanks to a massive electrical blackout. Patients awaiting treatment in hospitals are dying. Food is rotting. Telecommunications networks are entirely collapsing.
Lawmakers at a House hearing looking at the president's $4.7 trillion budget proposal, which cuts domestic spending while boosting the Pentagon's budget. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth calls it a recipe for American decline. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn, it's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Washington reacting to remarks from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday, who says she's not for the impeachment of President Trump. She told the Washington Post impeachment is divisive and she doesn't think Congress should go down that path. Hill reporter Julia Manchester's take on it.
I think Democrats and especially Nancy Pelosi are thinking right now impeachment could actually benefit Trump, because right now if they were to go down that road, it could make it seem like they're spending so much political capital in impeaching the president instead of working with Republicans in Congress.
She was speaking on CBS News. The FBI and federal prosecutors reportedly charging some Hollywood actresses, including Felicity Huffman and Full House star Lori Loughlin, in a widespread college entrance and recruitment cheating scheme. The indictments against nearly 50 people, also including current and former Division I coaches at Yale, Georgetown, and USC. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democrats get called out at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasting Democrats for a weak response to anti-Semitism.
Remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Honda is now recalling 1.1 million Honda and Acura models in the United States because of defective Takata airbags. Millions of vehicles around the world have been recalled because of the defective airbags, including 13 million Honda and Acura models alone. The vehicles in the latest recall were previously repaired for airbag issues, but the replacement parts were found to be potentially faulty after one exploded and injured the driver of a Honda Odyssey. The complete list of models being recalled is online at HondaNews.com. And a man who posted a Facebook video of himself attacking a pelican in the Florida Keys is facing criminal charges. The 31-year-old Maryland man posted the video last week showing him jumping on the bird as it floated in a Key West marina. Pelicans are protected under law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.